Shirvan Ashiq Division. Shirvan is another ancient center of culture and civilization that has undergone its process of evolution and development in the art of creating and poetry Ashiqi music. The traditional poetry in Azerbaijan has been on the rise and progressed significantly since the 11th century. During this period, famous court poets gathered in Shirvanshahan's court. Babakuhi ibn Bakuya, who was famous for his Sufi beliefs, created a divan poetry containing his Sufi poems. The 11th and 12th centuries have been indebted to the spread of poetry in the mother tongue and the development of creative poetry style and Ashiqi art. In this period, a poet named Hasan Oğlu created the first examples of poetry in his native language and played an active role in the formation of Ashiqi style of expression that emerged in the context of ozan, singing in the court of Shirvan Shahs. The influence of the court atmosphere was important in the development of the professional expression of Ashiqi music. In the 11th and 12th centuries, ozan groups performed in the court of Shirvan Shahs. The government of Shirvanshahans paid special attention to Ashiqi art to the influence of professional poets among the people. In Shirvan, the art of playing musical instruments and various kinds of folk poetry became universal in the 11th and 12th centuries and became part of the nation's livelihood. Finally, in the 13th and 14th centuries, the Ashiqi style of Shirvan was able to form its professional repertoire of musical and epic poetry. This style is based on the ozani setting and different from takya, dervish, and qamshamani. Traditions became famous as the center of instrumental music and noir. The best types of poetry in repertoire of Ashiqi took a step into a new stage of composition, and the subject of the story also entered the repertoire of Ashiqs. Stories such as Asli Karam and Shah Ismail were processed and presented by the Ashiqs. Anatolian Ashiqi custom didn't remain within a limited framework. It quickly spread in the far and near lands and experienced its first full manifestation in Shirvan. In this period, Shirvan's Ashiqi division shaped new tradition of poetry. This style entered a new stage with Mulla Qasim in terms of form, theme, and art. The most famous masters of the Shirvan Ashiqi styles are Shirvanli Dede Kerem and Dede Yedgar. It is believed that Dede Kerem was a scholar of Mulla Qasim. A significant period of the 14th century poetry and epic reading of Shirvan's Ashiqi style has been associated with his name. Dede Yedgar is the master of Shirvan's style in the periods after Mulla Qasim. Ashiqi repertoire developed in Shirvan in the 14th and 15th centuries, and this style had famous masters in this period. Among them were Maulana Shirvani, Saadi Shirvani, Agha Hasan Pirsatli, Baba Bey Kurdamani, Sultan Khan Alpani, Khurshid Bey Bakui, and so on. One of the masters of this style in the 15th century was Ashiq Chöter. Ashiq Chöter was also known as Vanlı Göyçek and Vanlı Köçer among the people. Also among other Ashiqi masters, Ashiq Saleh, Karger Ahmet, Malik Ballı Gurban, and others like them have played a role in keeping alive and classical Ashiqi traditions of this style. Since the middle of 18th century, Shirvan's Aşığı poetry experienced a new rise in the field of poetry with the efforts of artists such as Padar Surhay, Yetim Hasan, Şabranlı Haşim, and Ustad Mirza. By creating special types of instrumental music, the Aşığs of Şirvan were able to develop Aşığ music, which had a traditional nature for Şirvan Aşık setting. Şirvan Şikestesi, Sarı Toprak Şikestesi, Koroğlu Zengisi, Şirvan Dobeyti, and Şirvan Cözellemesi are among the songs of that era that are still performed today. One of the renowned Aşık is Aşık Musa. Aşık Musa, who was sometimes known as Molla Musa or Odlu Musa, is a composer of astonishing poems such as Dilber, Anakür, Gülüm Leyla, Apardi, and Galmadi. There were also female aşıks attributed to the Şirvan style. Under the influence of female aşıks such as Guhar Şirvani, Güllü Beyim, and Mina Beyim, a new branch of Aşığı music performance was formed. Later, artists such as Aşık Peri and Aşık Basti were educated. After Haltanlı Tağı, Aşık Recep and later Molla Cuma were among the artists who pursued art and promoted Şirvan's Aşığı style. Molla Cuma lived between 1860 and 1920 and was killed by Armenians in 1920. In the second half of the 19th century, principal artists grew up in Şirvan. Şirvanlı Aziz, Aşık Daşdemir, Aşık Heyrullah, Aşık İsa, Aşık Hamdullah, Aşık İsmail, and Kulani Aşık Mürsel were among the famous artists of this era. In this regard, the services of Aşık Mirza Bilal and the style of Aşık Şirvan were unique. In the last days of his life in 1937, Aşık Bilal was innocently arrested, imprisoned, and shot. He is considered one of the victims of repression. Aşık Şerbet Cafarov, Aşık Abbas, Aşık Kurban Khan, Aşık Şakir Hajiyev, Aşık Beyler from his contemporaries, Aşık Mehmet Ağa, Aşık Khan Musa, Aşık Berat, Aşık Kurban Khan, Aşık Yedullah, Aşık Ahmet, Aşık Sultan, Aşık Panah, etc., among the masters of aforementioned style, acted as guardians of Aşık art.